The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio. All of it brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Cam Norrie takes the first set from Novak, 6-2. Now, for those who are, by the way, that means we lose our straight sets, which we were way ahead of on the old CLV. So I'm almost happy it went that high so people didn't play it. But this is the, if you're looking, a lot of people are texting, hey, do you jump on Djokovic here? Down a set. Well, books are not going to give you a good price on Djokovic down a set. He's like minus 600 down a set. Still. If he goes down two, then you're talking. But down one, no. Not going to give you a good price. Jason Weingarten joins us, the host of the Wide World of Weingarten. Available where all podcasts are distributed from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California. At Spreadopedia is where you can follow him on Twitter. How you doing, man? You good?
Pretty good. I see now it's minus 400. I saw minus 377 on Djokovic real quick right now.
Minus 377, are you seeing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I see minus 427 now. All right.
Yeah.
Minus 427 on serve in the second set between Novak and Cam Norrie. I want to put this up here because, and listen, I don't want to beat a dead horse. People know that I love Shohei and that you love Shohei, and more than love, that we just believe anybody who doesn't think he's the true MVP is really just ridiculous. Reasonable minds, I suppose, can disagree on a lot of things. I'm not sure that these are reasonable minds, quite frankly. But there was one stat that came up yesterday that I wasn't going to put up anything about Shohei today, but then one stat came up yesterday where I'm like, wow. Just wow. We have to put this one up because this might be the greatest one of them all. This is from Jeremy Frank at MLB Random Stats. I love MLB Random Stats. Highest slugging percentage with runners in scoring position last 50 years. Highest slugging percentage with runners in scoring position last 50 years. Shohei Ohtani, 621. The highest ever in the last 50 years. That's when he's at the plate. Mike Trout, Mark McGwire, right behind him. The lowest slugging percentage allowed with runners in scoring position the last 50 years, meaning for pitchers, Shohei, number one, 201. Dellin Betances, of all people, and Aroldis Chapman right after that. I mean, does it get better than that? I mean, that's pretty cool.
You know, Jason Stark at the Athletic had a midseason MVP column.
Yes.
And I don't really like these midseason awards columns because, you know, we're not, it doesn't really matter. You know, in the end, whoever was the MVP at the midseason, it's not a real thing. But he picked Yordan Alvarez as his MVP. So I thought I'd give him the benefit of the doubt and read the column and try to understand where he was coming from, because most people, you know, at least at the higher levels of baseball writing, don't just write foolish stuff for no reason. And his thing was that context matters and that the Angels aren't good. And Yordan's having a, you know, 200 WRC plus season, whatever. His stats are just off chart. And I agree with him up to the point where he says context matters. And then I throw it back to these stats. And I just keep saying, what else do you want him to do? You know, he has 21% of the Angels' wins as a starting pitcher. He hasn't given up a run in a month. And you're still trying to find reasons not to give him the MVP. Ohtani has basically broken people's brains. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's created just a cognitive dissonance where they can't see what's going on. And I'm not tired of talking about it. I just can't, you know, I can't convey this in any clearer terms than I've been conveying for the past couple months that, you know, what you're seeing is once in a lifetime. Enjoy it. Stop trying to argue against it.
What the phrase that stuck with me that you just said, what else do you want him to do? It really is. It sort of resonates with me. Is there anything that he could possibly, like, at this point, are you just, because if you would, in essence,
he can,
be saying.
He could manage the team.
Yeah.
He could drive the bus to the airport.
That's
right. He could
fly
the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's about it.
I used to say this is a dirty analogy, and obviously not as impressive a football player as Shohei is a baseball player, but I used to say about Art Monk, who played for Washington. Art Monk took him 9 years before they elected him to the Hall of Fame. By the way, he was given, I was there, we gave him a 4-minute 4 minutes standing ovation when he got to the stage. 4 minutes is an eternity for a standing ovation, like to the point where Chris Mortensen and Tom Jackson were looking up like, what in the world is happening? Because they didn't get the outrage of Washington fans. And my point of that was there is something called football. There is something called the forward pass. And there is something as a result of those forward passes called receptions. That is what you're supposed to do as a wide receiver. It was the key cog of Super Bowl teams, so on and so forth. But the point is he did the thing that is the most basic of that position better than anyone else had at that point in football history, and you're keeping him. Like, it makes no, as you said, there's no cognitive sense to it. Anything else is cognitive dissonance. And so that's a very, very minor comparison compared to what we're seeing with Shohei. Like, that was for a dude, that was for a wide receiver, you know, who just was sort of a key cog in three Super Bowl teams. This is a guy who is just something out of his world in a sport. And so, anyway, I thought that was sort of the killer stat of them all. Highest looking percentage with runners in scoring position last 50 years on offense, and then the lowest looking percentage allowed with runners in scoring position last 50 years. Anyway, Shohei Ohtani. What did you bet today, Jason?
I bet a couple games. Let me pull them up real quick. A couple of them kind of really flew out of range real quick. Like the Rays overnight, I was able to get them, you know, minus 140. It's in the 170s now. So, you know, something moves like that, you really can't play it. You know, can't give it out and say that's a play still. I bet the Baltimore Orioles under 8.5 runs. I don't know if you caught any of that game versus the Angels yesterday, but we got to really see in action how moving the fences out really changed the dynamics of that ballpark. Trout and Ohtani both had long fly balls that would have been home runs last year that were both long flyouts this year. So playing back the under 8.5, played that yesterday. I'll play it again today. I bet the Mariners minus 106, one of the late games tonight at home versus the Blue Jays. And I think I like the Astros. Astros, I got minus 173 this morning. So two big favorites today. I think I'm going to back the Astros here tonight again.
Laying the wood, by the way. The Astros and the Yankees just appear to be on a collision course in the American League. But as we all know, the postseason in Major League Baseball, as random as it gets, so we'll see if that actually manifests and they get to the AL Championship Series to play each other. I was saying earlier, John Legesa was on, who I know you like. He was on earlier, and I was trying to make a point about the awards markets, getting back to those in a second. And it's not for everybody, because not a lot of people listening, not a high percentage, would like to lay minus 300 on anything. But could I make the case that laying minus 300 on Julio Rodriguez to win the American League Rookie of the Year might be the single best bet on the board if you have the bankroll for such a thing? Because essentially you're just betting against injury at this point.
That's what I don't like, is because injury is so unpredictable, a broken wrist or, you know, a stumble in the outfield or something can easily kill your bet. The way I would play it is if you have access, and I've mentioned this a couple times recently, to like a FanDuel or a Cambi, and you can parlay the futures, I would absolutely use Julio as a leg that I tied into, you know, Ohtani or Yordan. Yordan's still like 6.5 to 1 at FanDuel, so you could parlay him with that. The things I'm reading mostly, if we are going to consider that Ohtani is not the MVP, which I'm personally not, but if we are going to consider it, the market seems to be leaning towards the sentiment that Yordan Alvarez is the favorite right now, not Aaron Judge. And, you know, I keep trying to beat that home. Aaron Judge is great, but he's not odds-on favorite for MVP right now.
I would agree that Yordan's a better candidate than Aaron Judge, and that the bet stands out for sure. I would agree with that.
I'd be parlaying Yordan's price and Julio Rodriguez's price if I had access to those markets.
Okay, can we talk about those parlays just for a second? Because people are like, wait, what's he doing? So you are parlaying, like here at Circa, for instance, they allow cross-sport futures parlays, right? So Chris Felica talks about him a lot. Like, he comes in and he makes bets of, you know, not Tiger, but let's just say Justin Thomas to win the Masters, Iga to win the French Open, the Warriors to win the NBA championship, and then a fourth one he usually goes with. But you get it. It's like cross-sport parlays. What you're talking about is places that allow you to parlay the awards markets. How many of these do you think you have going right now?
Like two or three. I haven't really gotten super deep into them. mainly because I know that if I spent, you know, I could do this like a pick six at a horse race and, you know, give me these three guys, these eight guys, you know, and next thing I know, I'm in for $24,000 or whatever.
It's just a random
figure. I don't really want to do that. Yeah. But I was playing around with it a little bit. I'll continue to play around with it. You can easily get combinations out past 100 to 1, 200 to 1 pretty quickly. So there's definitely some exploitability, I think, in these, especially down the stretch. I mean, me, if I was booking this, I wouldn't even allow parlays on it.
If you were booking this.
If I was booking this.
One day, who knows, may happen. But if you were, you wouldn't even allow them.
Yeah, but I mean, this is just a
don't say that
retail,
too loudly.
Retail
though.
Market's going to have to learn from their mistakes here.
Yeah, listen, sometimes it happens when Resorts World opened right here down. Not to pick on anybody, but when Resorts World opened, since they're one of the more recent openings, I remember they were doing F1 head-to-heads, right, among other things. And someone who was doing the back-end technology was trying to impress upon them, like, hey, you're probably only going to attract, you know, sharp action with these particular things. But my response was, well, they're, you know, sportsbooks have to learn the hard way on certain things too, right? And eventually those were taken down.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And they're probably holding a huge percent against me, so.
Yeah. But even the great Jason Weingarten dips a toe in those waters is the point of that. Good luck.
Try not to go over like three guys though. Keep it 2-3. Don't be making six leg, you know, future parlays.
Don't be making six leggers, people. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Jason Weingarten at Spreadopedia, Wide World of Weingarten. More NFL next.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features the daily best bets email, every edition of Points Read Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. That's VSiN.com/summer. Jeff, we're getting through it. Again, no earbuds, or actually there's no IFB today, just earbuds. Everything coming through my ears sounds like I'm T-Pain. It's a voice box. 2 hours of voice box. It's Roger and Zap on the show today, for those who are in the know. All right, Jeff, you have more National Football League bets? See if we can stumble on some good ones again. These are interesting. What do you got here?
This is an intriguing market where I'm sure they've offered them in the past, but I haven't.
I've never seen these.
I've never seen these options. So we have the NFC East ones and the AFC West ones today here, Gil.
Okay.
Pretty much every division rivalry you can think of for the most part is there at DK.
And explain to people what you're
so
talking about.
So we can put this on the screen for everyone to see at home. So these are betting them before the season, the two head-to-head matchups between the division rivals. So, as you see on your screen, here are the three available ones that I saw in the NFC East. So, at the top of your screen, the Eagles and the Cowboys, who are expected to be the top two teams in the East, you can bet that series to end 1-1 or sweep on either side.
You're right, man.
I'm going to have to do what you do and just grab some water here, Gil. But you can bet basically every matchup that's available, you can bet a season split.
Yeah.
A sweep on both sides. And then the always beloved, will either game end in a tie at 25-1, which is the predominant number for everything.
So as with anything, everything is derivative of everything else. You can use the projected lines and the projected money lines and simply stick them in a parlay calculator to try to figure out if these numbers are good or not so good. If that makes sense, right? So if you thought, let's just take the one in the middle there, Commanders, Cowboys. If you see both projected lines, the Cowboys are going to be favored in both games. Obviously, they'll be favored by more at home. does that translate when you put it in a parlay calculator, when you put both of those money lines in a parlay calculator, does that translate to a better number than plus 170, which is offered here in the middle of the screen, or a worse number? And that should inform you as to whether or not that's a good or bad wager mathematically.
So there's a little bit of calculus that also has to be played here as well, Gil, because when I was going through this last night and saw Dallas at the number that they were at against the Commanders at plus 170 to sweep, it was like, wow, that actually seems pretty good. You're probably going to be in a scenario where that money line parlay between the Commanders and the Cowboys playing each other on October 2nd and January 8th probably be pretty good. But then you got to keep in mind here, you're dealing with all division games. You need to see where the placement of these games are. And you have week 18 games with division opponents, obviously. So what happens if Dallas has the NFC East wrapped up, no potential to move to the one seed, and then they're playing a road game week 18 in Washington? Then all of a sudden, you're talking about, oh, wow, I may end up with the backups here
100%
for Dallas, and this bet that looked really good in August or July doesn't look very good in January.
And that's an even more, right, the week 18 example is probably the most stark example, but obviously you want to look about, you know, you want to go, are they coming off a bye? Is this team on a short week? All that. But all that's built into the projected lines as well. So here we have three examples from the NFC East, these courtesy of DraftKings: Eagles versus Cowboys, Commanders, oh, good, versus the Cowboys, Giants versus Eagles. Again, the question remains with all of these. You betting any of these? If we don't have access to these here in Nevada, but most do, certainly in all DraftKings jurisdictions, do you want to sit with all of these? There's an opportunity cost, right? Economics, macroeconomics 101. Opportunity cost. The cost of having that money tied up could prevent you from investing it more wisely otherwise, had you not had the money tied up. Opportunity cost. So, like, are these bets that you would like to have? If you're not betting a long shot here, is this at all worth even considering?
Well, you know, it really does depend on the schedule when you have a mismatch on paper.
If you have an angle, sure.
Yeah, I think that's the one scenario where you can realistically consider this, where you have, look, these markets are pretty available for projected first-place teams against projected last-place teams. And if the schedule works out, and now, again, when I was going through this last night, that Commanders and Cowboys one really stood out.
Because of what you said.
Then you have to look at the schedule and say, oh, no, there's a reason that this was, that the Eagles and the Giants, even though the Eagles and Giants play each other week 18, was plus 140 for an Eagles sweep, as opposed to the Cowboys sweeping the Commanders at plus 170. Because you have to take into account that the Cowboys, the division favorite, are more likely to have a division wrapped up in week 18. And that price is longer because of that. The AFC West ones were fascinating, though, in the way, Gil, that you kind of figure out, and they're all based off of what divisional odds and season win totals are. But I did think, Gil, if you wanted to take, and this goes back to what we talked about earlier in the week, and we can put this one on the screen with all the Raiders ones involved here. I think you could take the Raiders to sweep in one of these markets and actually feel okay about yourself here.
All right, so let's take the Chiefs-Raiders in the middle just to sort of
buttress
something you were saying earlier, and just at the same time kind of driving home what I'm trying to say, which is you really, like, most of these, like,
it's difficult.
It's difficult. So the Chiefs play the Raiders week 18, right? They play them earlier in the season, obviously. What week? They play them
Monday night, week 5, Gil.
Week 5, and that one is at Kansas City.
Right.
And then there's the game here in Vegas on January 7th of 2023, which is week 18. So literally, if you're like, I am, you know, if someone came to me and they said, I am absolutely betting Chiefs-Raiders series tied 1-1 at minus 105, and I'm living through the year with that bet, I'd be like, what are you doing? You have no idea what the scenario is going to be in week 18. Why would you do a bet like that for minus 105? On the other hand, if you came to me and you said, Raiders 2-0, but the problem is that the game in week 5 is at Kansas City, right? So even that, I would be like, was this plus 475? Even that, I would look askance at and be like, really? You're gonna hope for a Raiders upset in Kansas City and then hope for Kansas City not having much incentive, I guess, in week 18? That's what I'm getting at, which is you really have to parse through these to find one that you can really come up with some sound justification for, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. I would want to avoid any week 18 head-to-heads.
Right.
That would be my thing.
But take the week 18 out, sure. Though, is what I'm saying is it worth waiting through 12 weeks, 14 weeks, 13 weeks to have this kind of bet?
If you have conviction, sure, why not?
Let's say Raiders versus Broncos.
Yeah.
Raiders-Broncos. Raiders 2-0 plus 350. All mm-hmm. right? Raiders-Broncos plus 350. Again, you have to see the money line, right, on the sides of both games, the projected money lines currently, to try to determine whether or not mathematically that would make sense for you to do that way to begin with. Let's say it did, and let's say the limits are high enough where you'd want to play it. That's another thing you have to worry about here is limits. Again, my point is not to poo-poo some of these bets. My point is just to say some bets you make, some bets you don't, right? You don't have to bet everything. But the Raiders and the Broncos – they play, let's see, Denver week 4 at home, and then Denver on the road right before Thanksgiving.
Week 11, yep.
I mean, you betting a plus 475 and waiting that long? Maybe you are.
It would be interesting to see, like, again, there are books that have all these numbers out already for the entire season, which, again, More power to our guy Will Hill for betting those.
And like everything else, Jeff, so many injuries.
Yeah, it just
offenses have to gel. You know,
again,
it's just
I think there's two ways you can really justify betting this, Gil, is if you think a team is going to exceed the preseason expectations. Like for me, if I think the Raiders are going to be better than what the market says, that you're going to see a shorter number in week 11 against Denver than you would have right now.
Sure.
That's A. And B, I think the other one would be, if you think that there is a team that is significantly better than another team, that you just take them to sweep. But again, the week 18 thing really throws a wrench into a lot of this.
Good on them for having it up, though. Right? Options. We appreciate options. Not everything has to be bet, but we appreciate options. Regular season series matchups. Courtesy of DraftKings. Vinny Maiolio joins us on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Starting on Monday, VSiN will be having its first ever baseball betting pentathlon. Every show, and including this one, will be making 5 baseball bets over a span of 4 days to determine which show at VSiN is the best at betting baseball. On Monday, we'll have to bet a total. Tuesday, an underdog and a favorite. Wednesday, we have to bet a team on the run line. And Thursday, we got to bet a prop. The winner is going to be announced on Friday morning, July 15th at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Follow the Money. That's the baseball betting pentathlon. Skill Alexander, ladies and gentlemen, slow jamming with Vinny Maiolio.
Cue it. That's right.
You got your own intro music, Vinny.
I know. I saw that.
How you like that?
I appreciate that, Billy.
What's happening, Vinny?
What do you know, man?
What do you say?
You
know, look, baseball betting pentathlon, pentathlon here at VSiN. Will Hill was on the show yesterday. He was like, well, wouldn't it be fitting if we had someone make a line, you know, for this, make lines for all the different shows. A listener came in and started, you know, hypothetically putting up one. You did not do this for this because why?
So, in my experience, I'd do a different format because first of all, you're gonna make prices on a, hey Vinny, we got this thing out. I didn't make the rules. I would rather put up something that, again, I don't know the format. I think John Goulet put up the format. Is that, or who put up the format together?
We don't know who the author is.
I don't know all the rules, you know, things like that. Plus, I'm going to be on vacation, and I can tell you right
you
now,
don't want part of it.
If you think that while I'm on vacation, I'm going to be answering rules questions
not
and
only
texts.
Are you on vacation, you are being inducted in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame.
Well, yes, I am, along with Chrissy Andrews, mm-hmm. Paul Burns, and Sandy Drozd. But, no, seriously, I think Stormy's away. So
Stormy's
how do you
away.
How you make a price on? I mean,
it's under protest,
12 shows, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to offend anybody on the team. Okay, I have Vinny. Another format that
right,
I would propose.
Was
that
all
would,
it was all in good fun.
Hold
Vinny.
On, let me just tell you. You're asking me a question. Okay. I always give you an answer. You don't always like the answer, but I'll give you an answer.
Vinny, the floor is always yours.
Thank you. And well, you get your own music. That's how that happens. So. Gil, I know you're struggling with your ear.
Vinny, what do you know about T-Pain? Do you know how that comes through at ear?
It's excellent. I just don't want to, have anybody offended by prices. So
okay.
I've got a different format that I will propose to the network that I think would actually promote more camaraderie as well. That's mine.
Look at that.
That's right.
Because
that's what you want out of this, right?
Ain't it, though? Absolutely. All right, so this is July. This just in.
Yeah.
Not a whole bunch going on.
Oof.
Right? Obvious statement. So when it comes to your side of the counter,
mm-hmm.
like, so baseball, grinds on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Do you even see now in the days before the All-Star break? Because I know some baseball handicappers. Right, Scott Seidenberg, who does the Late Show here on the network, he was telling me how his numbers get really skewed prior to the All-Star break, and he's having a little hard time with it before the All-Star break. And I shared with him that historically, for me doing baseball, my numbers would go kind of out of whack right after the All-Star break. Right, the 2 weeks after, they would kind of like the players coming back on the field. Do you find a dip in baseball handle even at this time of year?
No, not a dip at all, because it's the number one betting option, because it's on a daily basis.
Like the only betting option.
Right? Well,
yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Right? I mean, you've got the summer league, the NBA summer league.
You guys put up numbers for that?
Yeah, we have numbers on a
do you futures for it?
They not do futures. Put up daily games.
Okay.
And I think JVT and Matt Eumanns were over at
they broadcast
at the games
every
last
day.
Night. Yeah, so a bit more interest in the NBA Summer League, and so on the weekend we've got a UFC card again this weekend. You've got some boxing, things like that. But we don't see a dip, because folks are still they're going to bet their baseball and it's available every day. We got to keep an eye on is on the horse racing side, Gil. You got Del Mar starting this month along with Saratoga. And the reason that those are important meets is, first of all, they're very popular with the betting public from the horse racing perspective. But you're starting to put together and get a look at a lot of the two-year-olds in prep for next year's Derby Trail. Before that, you've got all kinds of races building up for the Breeders' Cup in the fall. Pacific Classic at Del Mar. You've got the Travers at Saratoga, so you want to pay attention to that. But you also use the time from our side of the counter. In fact, Chrissy and I were talking about it yesterday. We'll talk more about it today. Looking at some more football props and things like that. So, you stay busy, but from a betting perspective, listen, July and August are not September and October in terms of betting handle, because there's no football, but baseball is still at the top.
Okay, but I do, so no dip at all in baseball then. But when preseason football comes, and I get it, you're trying to put up props. Jeff and I were just talking about, mm-hmm. For a few segments today about different props that are available in mm-hmm. different jurisdictions. Has preseason football gotten to the point now? I'm sure it grows every year, but has it gotten to the point now where like a preseason weekend of football, or let's just take the Hall of Fame game. Let's mm-hmm. just start with that. So the Hall mm-hmm. of Fame game preceding the rest of preseason. Mm-hmm. The handle for the Hall of Fame game here at your shop, because we had reports from other ones where it's like, you wouldn't believe what this game gets. Give me a sense of what the Hall of Fame game here gets compared to a full day's baseball handle.
On that same day. Yeah, on the same day. I'm trying to think, because there's a full slate of baseball typically on Hall of Fame. It's not like getaway day for baseball. So you got a full slate of because it's on the reason
I ask is because you remember that Hall of Fame game that got scrapped because the field was unplayable
because of the paint.
Because of the paint, right? At the time it was CG, I want to say CG technology.
Right.
And this was like, what, 4 years ago now we're talking? Something like that?
Yeah.
They were like, that the handle that we had to refund, right? The handle of that game exceeded all 15 Major League Baseball games.
I don't know if it would exceed it, but they're close. They're pretty close. I mean, you got 15 games in baseball where you're taking, you know, much higher limits. Compared to the Hall of Fame game where they're, you know, basically rookies, you know, playing, right? So it's not...
For a series and a half, maybe.
You know, yeah.
Or you'll get people you might recognize.
Yeah, I mean, guys that are trying to make the team great. I would say it's pretty close, from 15 games to one game. But again, it speaks to the power of football, particularly NFL football.
Let's go to Summer League for a second.
Yeah.
So last night, great doubleheader down at Thomas and Mack for the Summer League.
Banchero
had a great game. So did Jaden Ivey for the Pistons.
Yeah,
I don't think they took out Jaden Ivey. Like every time I look down, he's on the court. Maybe they did, but for very little of that. What is can you to the extent you're willing to share? Give me a total number of actual bets you would have on any one of those games.
Well, the first game in particular, it moved quite a bit. I mean, Philly went from like a 1.5 point dog to a close to 2.5 point favorite. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean there was a lot of tickets, but compared to the next game, I think the ratio, because the next game really only moved a point. The last game only moved about a half a point. So, but you know, you'll probably average. You get ticket count, and you got on the phones, the mobile app. You get 50 bets easy. You know, I mean,
that's
50 tickets. You know,
just trying to figure out.
Yeah. I mean, you can get anywhere from 30 to 50, depending on the matchup.
And that's more than say you got on a College World Series game.
Yeah, more tickets than the College World Series. And again, probably time of day. Mm-hmm. You know, these are at night, so more people are off and things like that. You know, College World Series games, some of them were during the day. You know, the ones at night obviously had more of a buildup and more betting on them. Yeah.
Okay. Next week, Open Championship.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, what about these Wimbledon matches? You started putting them up quarterfinals. Are you getting any bets on those?
A little bit. They ran the Joker up today pretty good, Gil.
Yeah.
I mean, we opened him like 14-1. He closed.
I had him in straights. So that didn't get there.
24. I think we closed him at like 24-1. Yeah. So he got a lot of play today.
Even. But one set apiece now between Djokovic and Norrie.
So, you know, Wimbledon is getting interest. I mean,
you know, it's July when we're talking about Summer League and we're talking about college baseball and we're talking about Wimbledon, right? But I'm just curious how, like, legitimately what we're talking about with people's interest in this
stuff.
Well,
Wimbledon, you know, it's the one, I wish, you know, obviously the time difference, you know, impacts it. You know, more people have to realize they have to bet it the night before because the games, the matches start so much earlier. But Summer League picks up, and I'll give you an idea why.
Okay, and we'll talk Open Championship Golf's fourth and final major next week, which is absolutely going to be fun to bet on, that's for sure. On the other side with Vinny Maliulo, slow jamming with Vinny right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gil Alexander, Vinny Maliulo, with the Hall of Famer, Vinny Mags, here in a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, Vinny will be inducted into the Sports Betting Hall of Fame, along with the great Chrissy Andrews, my mishpucha, this Wednesday, is it?
Wednesday night at the
Can anyone go to this?
It's part of the...
Oh, part of the conference.
SBC conference.
Right.
But I think, you know, I think if folks want to come to the event, I think they just get on the website and go. Or, I mean, obviously I got family. I've got a bit of a conundrum, you know, having been raised there. I've got, like, ridiculous requests. It's like when I was on the Letterman show.
Has Letterman asked to go, Vinny?
I haven't heard from Dave, you know. Yeah. But I suspect he may get there. So I don't know. I'll tell you a quick story, because you remember, you were kind enough. We ran
we
some segments.
It. Vinny on Letterman and, years ago. He loved you.
He's quite a character. So I'm on the set. We're there early during rehearsal, and I had a break. So I'm standing on the stage, the Ed Sullivan Theater. And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking to myself, look, how cool is this? You know, mm-hmm. I'm standing like where Elvis,
sure.
The Beatles, God, you know, like astronauts. You know, I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Astronauts.
So one of the segment producers walked out. She says, Vinny, what are you doing? Everything okay? I said, yeah. I said, just a question. How many people does this theater hold? She said, about, I don't know, 450 or so. I said, well, we got a problem. She said, wait right here. So she runs over and gets the executive producer. And by name, a gentleman you might know his name, Rob Burnett.
Yes.
Has had a nice career.
Yes.
And he walks over. He goes, hey, Vinny, what Jill said, there's a problem. What is it? I said, well, she told me that the theater holds about 450 or so. He goes, does that make you nervous? I said, yeah, I need 500 tickets. He says, what? I said, yeah, I got people coming from all over the metropolitan area. Who do I say no to? We already got one comedian on this show.
So big Maliulo contingent at the Sports Betting Hall of Fame ceremony?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
So looking forward to that. And again, you know, be with Chrissy. And again, Sandy Drozd from U.S. Bookmaking. And Paul Burns, the chairman, president of the Canadian Gaming Association, will be there as well.
All right. Bob Martin, posthumous. We're waiting on it.
Jack Franzi, mm-hmm. Jackie Gaughan. We'll see you down
many
the road.
Many to come.
Yes.
All right. You mentioned before that that summer league actually crescendos.
Yeah.
Explain.
It's gotten busier because it's gotten so much more attention. I think the fact that it's on TV, you know, basketball has always been popular here. You know, let's face it. I mean, I go back to the days of the great UNLV Rebel teams. People loved it. We had exhibition games involving the Lakers. In fact, the Utah Jazz played here in the early 80s. They had a number of home games here at Thomas and Mack. In fact, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar broke the scoring record here at the Thomas and Mack against the Utah Jazz. It was interesting because the Lakers had a game at the Forum the next night, and the thought was that he'd come out with about, you know, maybe 5-6 points to go, less than 10 points to go. He stayed in the game, and he broke the record here, which was great. I happened to be there, too, which was neat. But NBA, and again, it's been a Laker town in recent years. The Warriors have become extremely popular. But the fact that, you know, the NBA teams themselves have played here, and again, the attention that the Summer League gets has added to the betting interest. The fact that people can go there and now bet either, you know, live at the counter before they go or on their mobile app, you know, while they're there, I think is added to it too. So it's another attraction in Las Vegas while folks are here during the course of the summer.
All right, Open Championship next week, mm-hmm. golf's fourth and final major. Yeah. Again, these last couple years where they have rejiggered the schedule in a way where the PGA Championship used to be last, but now they put it after the Masters. So U.S. Open, then the Open Championship, rounding out the major season, if you will, in golf. And I'll start because Tiger's playing, right?
Yeah.
And every golf tournament over the course of modern history, what he's been playing, prior to some of his injuries. Tiger was the first sentence. Tiger getting any love here? Our own Brady Cannon's got a couple bets on him.
Yeah, Tiger is getting, but he gets love now for sentimental reasons. Although at the Masters, because he's a horse for the course,
yeah.
he definitely gets more. But what's interesting, Gil, is let's say you have the average person who's going to put, I'm going to bet five golfers on the futures.
They want to root for Tiger.
They'll throw a ticket on Tiger.
Yeah.
You know, and if it comes in, great, you know, but will they bet props on Tiger? Yeah.
What's his number right now?
60.
60.
You know, it's probably going to go up, but the fact of the matter is you can put him up at, I don't want to say six, but you can put him up less than
and
that.
People
want a ticket on Tiger.
Still.
You know? I think we're still paying off on some of the, you know, 97 and 98 events, but... Jimmy Vaccaro would recall.
But whenever we talk about golf majors, we've always said, okay, the Masters, the most, because it's got the full winter. It's also the most prestigious or most enjoyable.
Most familiarity, too, with the same course.
So you get tons of handle on that. And then it would go like a graph. It would, on X, Y axis, it would just go down perfectly. PGA then gets moved. Is it still as perfect of a graph downwards now?
It's good question. So it's always and it's going to remain the Masters.
Yeah.
It used to be Masters, U.S., British, PGA. With the PGA moving to May and not going up against football as it did previously, British and the PGA are now probably neck and neck. But it's still Masters, U.S. And now, of course, the Open and
does part of this get to what you just alluded to before with something like Wimbledon, which is a time zone difference.
Yeah, that's the other part. Don't forget when you want to watch it live, right, Gil? Or you're it's dark out,
right?
But look, the other thing is we started to put up the majors earlier as well. Now, not 10 months, but certainly, we posted. If you look at our sheet, we always put up when we did post it, and it was in June, May and June, but typically, and instead of waiting for, July or late June.
Who do you expect? Do you expect to have your biggest liability on any particular player, or is that impossible to predict here?
Well, I could tell you who they're betting right now. Rahm is down to 10-1, Morikawa. Rory McIlroy, there'll be some exposure there for a long shot. I think you'll see, you'll probably see some of the Euros, and I think what the folks are watching this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
Scottish Open, you're talking about,
yeah, the Scottish Open. Sorry, mm-hmm. And when you look at some of the players that are long shots here, then if they have some success, I think you'll see some folks there. But again, we're raising some folks too. Like a Paul Casey's just going to probably keep going up from 80 now over 100. Scottie Scheffler is also going to get some play too.
By the way,
no real surprise.
Cameron Tringale running away with the Scottish Open right now, 5-stroke lead.
So here's an example too. Well, we put up 50 golfers and a field for this Scottish Open. Tringale was in the field, okay, but you're going to have to put him up next week. For sure, I think obviously if he's going to get through today, and I'm sure he's going to be around for the weekend, right?
He'll be around for the weekend.
I think so.
Yes, yeah. That would take a massive collapse for him not to be around for the weekend.
He had a good first couple of rounds at the U.S. this year as well.
Yeah, Tringale 5-stroke lead currently again still midway through or at least still going through the second round at the Scottish Open. 5-stroke lead over Doug Gim. It's Doug Gim time of year. 6-stroke lead over Gary Woodland, who's 5-under for the tournament. Tyrrell Hatton is 7-back, and then a mess of golfers, including Joaquin Neiman, Jordan Spieth, and Xander Schauffele, all at 3.
Did you have anybody in this tournament?
Kelly, Matt, and I still do our one and done on primetime action, so they still call me every Wednesday. Okay. And right now, the only part of that bet is it doesn't matter if you win, doesn't matter if you finish second, but last place has to buy the other two guys dinner at the end of the year. And so Matt is currently about $600,000 ahead of me, and I'm about $500,000 ahead of Kelly. So Kelly right now, he's got Neiman, and Matt and I both have Schauffele.
Kelly.
We're coming for you, Bidlin. Get out that wallet. Vinny, thank you as always, man. Appreciate it.
Always good to be with you guys.
Vinny Magliulo, everybody. The Hall of Famer. And congratulations again. Next time we'll speak to him, or next time Jeff will speak to him. No, yeah, because he's not going to be here next week. Next time Jeff will speak to him, he will be in the Hall of Fame, as will Chrissy. Enjoy Lombardi Line next from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.